Live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Well, in a world where we have often witnessed the concerns around environment safety, environment, social, as well as governance issues, ESG, one thing that becomes critical is, of course, an understanding of sustainability and the impact of sustainable investing. So these are key areas where local capital markets have been very clear about how it is that they're looking to drive growth within this particular space, especially in attracting investment and fostering innovation within the realm of not only capital raising, but how that capital then gets distributed. But we can't ignore sustainability as a key factor to understand these themes. To tell us more, we join now on the line by Heidi Behrens, Head of Sustainable Finance at APSA CIB, to help us unpack the role of capital markets in expanding the level of support for sustainable development. Heidi, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. I must say that as we look at your role and just your title, perhaps if I can start there, Head of Sustainable Finance, perhaps 20 years ago in the banking environment, this was not a title or even a role that might have existed. But I'm keen for us just to understand the importance in terms of the role, function and purpose that this focus of sustainability has received over the last few years, especially from financial entities like yours.
Thanks. It's such a good point. It's quite true that this role didn't exist. These teams didn't exist 10 years ago, and they really came into existence in the last 5 to 7 years across South Africa, at least. And really, the importance of the role is really multiple. It has lots of facets. So firstly, I think what this role really means, or what my job really has been, is to bring the ideas of sustainability and the concepts into the realm of banking and to make sure that they're incorporated in decision making, especially when we look for opportunities of where to invest money. So a lot of the roles is really trying to see, you know, we in corporate and investment banking, our role is really to provide financing solutions to big corporates and big financial needs across South Africa. But really, our role is to overlay that with sustainability considerations to make sure, can we use that fund, those funds, to specifically invest in things like renewable energy or affordable housing? Or can we use money and structures to incentivize specific behaviors that make sustainability more apparent and bring it kind of into the C-suites in various corporates? Mm-hmm. So the role is kind of multifaceted, but broadly speaking, it's kind of bringing sustainability more into the forefront. I think banks have thought about sustainability for a long time. It's often been more of a risk mitigation function, but this is bringing it more to the front lines. So it becomes more critical in our client conversations that we have on a day-to-day basis.
Oh, 100%. I love the explanation that you've given there, because it does bring us closer to understanding not only the purpose, the function, but as you say, the evolution as well of sustainable finance and how it really should play a role in all markets right across the spectrum. And this leads me, Heidi, to perhaps reference the Sustainable Development Goals. As we know, there's themes like eradicating poverty, enhancing education, renewable energy and sustainable power sources. And this is why it's become so critical for our money to be allocated to investments that help achieve and attain these outcomes. But if we're being honest, it's a very volatile environment with a lot of uncertainty, especially when it just comes to the macroeconomic decisions or impact of the macroeconomics on investment decisions that we have to make. And maybe let's just start there by getting some clarity on the volatility, but still keeping in mind that sustainable finance does need to be prioritized.
So, I mean, ultimately, I think a key thing that we really focus on as an African bank, you know, we say our heartbeat is African. We're an African bank with an African footprint. So really a big focus, you know, in times of massive volatility, something that's incredibly critical is the development of local capital markets. So what does that mean, practically speaking? So really it means that, you know, in South Africa, we have South African people that are saving money, that are, you know, buying insurance products, that are putting money into pension fund money. These are all pools of capital that can then be deployed by big businesses, by small businesses to build the economy and to create opportunity for jobs, et cetera, et cetera. So ultimately, local capital markets in the context of South Africa means using South African rands and South African savings for South African opportunities, broadly speaking. So that's what the local capital market means in a very broad term. The purpose of really making sure that they're local is that when we have the times like right now, where there's lots of crazy things going on all over the world, there's huge amounts of volatility. I think geopolitical risks are very felt. All of us never quite know what's coming out of the US. There's policy uncertainty from all sorts of places. So all of these things mean that we can have currency fluctuation, interest rates can change quite rapidly. And if we have a local capital market, it insulates us from these risks, which means, you know, if the US dollar exchange rate changes massively, it means that, you know, it doesn't necessarily change how much interest somebody has to pay in South Africa because they've got South African rands with South African interest rates. So that's kind of really the benefit, which means that, you know, if we are being swung by the wind by all these geopolitical risks and what's happening globally with volatility, it really hinders us from growing our local economy and our local businesses because we are kind of being massively impacted by the globe rather than being insulated locally.
100%. And this does speak to collaborative efforts, which need to be highlighted and I guess leveraged to make sure that we are able to continue our investment, but also mitigate any risk associated with these factors. And this brings me to a partnership that I'm aware Absa CIB has with the African Development Bank, announced just last year, and perhaps how through this partnership, there's data, information and insight, and even seeking and pursuing opportunities with key players in capital markets to ensure that we have the necessary and supportive and sustainable financing models. Talk us through some of this this insight.
So, I mean, I think really the key that you're speaking to is collaboration, how important that is. You know, in capital markets, in the finance sector, nobody is insulated. For us to really grow systemically and sustainably, we need to work with regulators, we need to work with issuers, with business owners, as well as banks, and everyone needs to come together to really bolster and strengthen the markets at more broadly speaking. So I think collaboration and data sharing is incredibly critical. I think when we speak about sustainability, data is an absolute challenge. You know, for big corporates to have sustainability teams that can focus specifically on collecting sustainability data, seeing what's their emissions, what's their energy consumption, what's their water consumption, et cetera, they might have the resources. It's significantly harder for a smaller player to have the same resources to invest. So if we can create instruments and systems and structures between all these players I mentioned in the beginning, it really enables a way better data structure, but it can also become an enabling environment for big and small to benefit so that everyone can walk the journey together.
A key theme you mentioned was the fact that you are an African bank, and that does mean that you have the benefit of being in different markets, understanding the key nuances, but also responding with the right level of support and provision that your customers and clients essentially need. But there's a key aspect of partnership with capital markets that you've also listed. In South Africa, we've got the JSE, the stock exchange, which is deep, very liquid, very mature. But we also have stock exchanges across the rest of the continent. Have there been some levels of support or insight that you can share as to how that can also be leveraged as an opportunity to advance sustainable finance on the continent?
So a key example that I would really note is, you know, as you mentioned, I think South Africa, we have the benefit of being quite a mature market. And having a mature market means that there's lots of understanding. And a key example would be in the green building space. So what is a green building? A green building really means that you're building a building that's using less resources to be built in the first place. But then when it operates, it uses less water, it uses less energy. And sometimes it also means that, you know, it's taking transport into account and how it impacts the general community that it's operating in. So that's kind of something that's part of sustainable finance, is kind of funding green buildings or existing or greening existing buildings, meaning that we reduce the footprint of existing buildings. So if I take the example of green buildings and the language around it is incredibly well understood in the context of South Africa. And what I've seen in the last couple of years is that that concept is now being adopted in other African markets. So Kenya, for example, you know, green building certification, it started really small, you know, it's one person that adopts it and starts, but then it starts permeating the market. So, for example, IFC Edge certification, which is one form of a green building certification, is really starting to take off in Kenya. We've seen a number of kind of construction companies looking into that and starting to invest. Another market is Botswana, where, you know, a few years ago, there was no green buildings. Now, more and more of the new buildings coming up, they're taking these considerations into account. And some of those market participants are trained by our Green Building Council. So I think a big part of developing sustainable finance across Africa is really saying, you know, there's different key lessons we can learn in different markets and how can we translate them from our market to a different market and vice versa so that we can really grow collectively.
I find this so refreshing, Heidi, and I think it also helps us understand how Africa and perhaps even South Africa or the markets across the continent are performing in contrast to our global counterparts? Are we as competitive, as agile and as innovative?
That's a really interesting question. I think there's different perspectives. I think we have a massive opportunity as Africa to leapfrog technologies. You know, we don't for energy, for example, you know, we can just go to renewable energy immediately. There's such a massive opportunity to invest massively in renewable energy across the continent. And there's opportunities to leapfrog technology. If we think about cell phone networks, you know, in the old days, everyone had line telephones. But in big parts of Africa, you never had to build that infrastructure because you can just use new infrastructure that's innovative and that's faster to roll out, et cetera, et cetera. So I think across Africa, there's opportunities for innovation and leapfrogging that are really exciting and really interesting on the one hand. On the other hand, I think if we think about capital markets and building liquidity, et cetera, I think there's huge opportunities across Africa really to build the depth of capital markets in different jurisdictions to make sure that people in Kenya can, for big projects, can access Kenyan shillings, and people in Botswana can access Pula. Do you know what I mean? So that there's lots of opportunity for additional growth.
Got you. So I guess to close off with, that also comes with a lot of legal considerations, right? So I'm assuming that even from a legal point of view, there's been some shifts that have had to take place there.
Absolutely. I mean, as you mentioned at the beginning, you know, I think the various stock exchanges have been incredibly important because they are kind of a big conduit of capital ultimately in creating a space where providers of capital and requirers of capital can meet. So kind of the various listing houses and the stock exchanges have been quite important in creating that space. But ultimately, kind of if we think about, you know, creating the legal framework that makes it really easy to access capital, to make it quick to access capital, et cetera, that's absolutely required across the continent, and also to make it locally relevant, because what's required in one context versus another is a little bit different. And those are the things we really need to grapple with in the detail to make sure it's appropriate for a local context and works for local counterparties.
100%. Heidi, we look forward to seeing so much more of the growth, the development, the partnerships and the innovative solutions that yourself and your team do bring to the fore. So all the best going forward and looking forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you so much. I hope you have a lovely evening.
Fantastic. Likewise. That's Heidi Behrens, Head of Sustainable Finance at Absa CIB, joining us this evening to help us understand the importance of local capital markets in supporting sustainable development. And as you've heard, it's all the stock markets, the Kenya Stock Exchange, Botswana Stock Exchange, Nigeria, JSE, many others that are across the continent. And as Heidi's mentioned, each with their own unique nuances and features, but there's a phenomenal opportunity for us to prioritize sustainable finance. And again, this is not an issue that we need to ignore. We just need to be mindful of the recent power cuts that we experienced. That's why we need investment into renewable energy. Think about the bad weather that we often get to see within different parts of our provinces and countries. Floods in Mozambique, KZN. We've also been impacted by droughts in other spaces. And all of that speaks to new innovative ways of building infrastructure that can withstand climate change and weather changes. That in itself speaks to sustainable finance. So just when you thought that there weren't any innovative ways of, reevaluating how it is that we allocate capital and most importantly pursue a return, things always heighten a level of development and innovation. See, business isn't boring.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.